Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And as a way of kicking off this exploration of compassion, I want you to think about if you have someone in your life that can kind of do no wrong. Or more to the point, you recognize when they do wrong, but oh, that's just Charlie. Oh, well, that's just Beth. That's just them. You have a real acceptance of their foibles because you know at some level it's just like for me it's my best friend David. We've been friends for over 30 years and he could do pretty much anything. I sometimes say other than murder my children, and then I sometimes wonder, but you know, and I would go, oh well, that's just David. Now, it doesn't mean I like everything he does, but it does mean I find it very easy to continue to feel warmly towards him regardless of what he does. And I was thinking of that when I was having an exploration of compassion with a friend, and we were talking about it, and initially we kind of explored, well, what's compassion as opposed to pity? You know, and pity is like, you know, oh, well, you know, oh, that's really sad. Their circumstances suck. Oh, that poor unfortunate. But I'm fine. Like, you know, I'm over here and they're down there. And compassion always felt more like a recognition of shared humanity. That, yeah, me too. Not maybe the same behaviors, but the same feelings that led to those behaviors, and maybe not the same foibles. But yeah, I got my own foibles. There's a sense of we're all in the soup together. We're all up against something. And when we see that, instead of our mind and experience of another person being filled with anger and frustration and how could they, and we just go, oh, yeah, that must suck. That must be really hard. And different things make sense to us to do off the back of it. Now, when I was exploring it, there was a part of me that was thinking, well, yeah, but if I start to feel compassion for everyone, then you know, I'm never going to make a stand for anything, and nothing's going to change, and you know, I'll be a nice guy, but I'll become kind of ineffectual, sort of a doormat. But then I thought about an experience I had many years ago in my business, and I had an employee who was doing some fairly complex bookkeeping for us. And every time I sat down with them, there were problems, there were mistakes, and not small mistakes, really mistakes that I could look for 30 seconds and go, wait, that can't be right. And every time we sat down, they'd go, oh, and they'd be very apologetic and they'd fix it. And I would get more and more frustrated and more angry until one day I was sitting with them and we were going through it and I just realized, oh, they're not very bright. Now I understand that doesn't sound like compassion. That sounds insulting. That sounds judgmental. But it really wasn't. It was just an observation. I just suddenly got, oh, they're not very bright, and the tasks that I'm asking them to do are beyond them. And all of the anger and frustration disappeared instantly. And I was filled with a sense of real warmth and compassion. And the next day, I fired them. And it was great. They were happier. I was happier. And it made me laugh that while I was all angry and frustrated, it hadn't even occurred to me what seemed so obvious to do when I was coming from a place of compassion. Now, the place that I hadn't seen compassion as a viable option, I hadn't even considered, was with myself. So I noticed for the first few days after having this exploration that I would think about a person that, you know, was doing something that I didn't like, I thought they shouldn't be doing, and going, okay, can I find that place of understanding of what they're up against, of why they might be doing this? And I found consistently I could. It's like, oh God, they don't understand that they're feeling their own thinking, so they feel the need to control the universe because it looks so scary. Or I'd see, oh, they're so desperate for approval because they don't realize that we are so much more than our actions, and that approval is a poor substitute for love. That, you know, of course they're struggling and doing the things that they're doing. And then I'd go about myself, oh, well, he spent years worrying about this. So of course, even though at some level he knows better, that worry's still going to come up. And in each case, I would go from anger and frustration to warmth and compassion. Now, in a bunch of the cases, nothing occurred to me to do differently. But in a number of them, it did. And particularly when I was finding compassion for myself. But it wasn't so much that I started doing more. It was that I just stopped giving myself so much crap for the things that I have done and do. There's a relationship between compassion and forgiveness. But it's not forgiveness as an act. It's just from that place of understanding, from that place of compassion, there's kind of nothing to forgive. Now, that doesn't mean you would... I remember talking about something similar once with somebody, and they said, so you're saying that if I came up to you and started kicking you in the leg, you would just have compassion for me and till I stopped? And I said, well, I'd like to think that I would find that compassion and understanding for you. But what makes you think that I would stand there and let you kick me in the leg while I did? And when you start to see that compassion is not only always available, not only is going to have a more positive impact a huge amount of the time, if not all the time, than trying to operate out of anger and frustration, but that it's just a more effective way of being in the world, a nicer way of being in the world, then you start to want to feel compassion more. And that wanting is enough. That clarity of intent that I would like to feel more compassion towards myself and others. And your beautiful mind will start to bring all sorts of examples to your attention. You will start to notice opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to look beyond the behavior to that understanding of the shared problems of humanity, of what we're all up against, the lack of understanding of where our experience comes from, and the weird expectations we sometimes have for why our life shouldn't include any of the bad things that we see in the lives of those around us. That we start to experience more peace, more clarity, more love, and operate more effectively in the world. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.